Jaar moeder Cor. Ja, lieve luisteraar. Ik groet u allen in de wonderbare naam van onze Heer en Heiland. We danken de Heer voor zijn goedheid, voor zijn genade en zijn barmhartigheid. We loven en prijzen hem, omdat hij waardig is om te loven en te prijzen. Luisteraars, het is tijd voor de Bijbel, voor het Bijbelleesplan. En u weet, het Bijbelleesplan komt van Gospel Radio Zephania, waar onze Heer Jezus Christus centraal staat. Trouwe God en Vader, we danken u voor uw liefde, voor uw trouw en voor uw barmhartigheid. We danken u voor het u wat u begonnen bent, dat u het zelf voleindigen, Vader. We danken u, Vader Jezus, dat u ons hebt gehaald uit het duisternis naar uw wonderbaar licht, Vader. We danken u voor de hele wereld. We bidden voor wereldvrede, Vader. En Vader, we vragen uw blijdschap, vreugde in onze harten, Vader. Vader, wij kijken niet meer om, want wij kijken vooruit, Vader. Vader, we danken u dat u met ons vooruit gaat. U gaat niet met ons achteruit. En daarom blijven wij met alle kracht van u, Vader Jezus, vooruitkijken. We kijken naar uw woord, Vader. En we danken u voor uw woord dat overal gelezen wordt, Vader. Vader, want als u het huis niet bouwt, de vergeefs zoeken de bouwlieden daaraan, Vader. Daarom vragen wij meer geloof, meer wijsheid, meer kracht en genade, Vader, en barmhartigheid. We danken u, Vader, voor alles wat er gebeurt in de wereld, dat u alleen weet waarom en u alleen zal het goed maken, Vader. Vader, geef ons kracht en dat bidden wij u, Vader. We danken u voor alle gemeentes die weer gaan starten, Vader. Welke gemeentes het ook is. Vader, we danken u voor alle scholen, de kinderen, alle huizen, Vader Jezus, dat u allemaal open en dat niet dekt hoeven te gaan. Want wat u open, wordt geopend. Vader, we danken u. En we rekenen op u, Vader, want dat hebt u gezegd dat wij op u kunnen rekenen als wij bouwen en vertrouwen op u, Vader. En daarom danken wij u, Vader Jezus, voor de glorie van uw naam, mijn Heiland. Vader, want u bent de wonderbare raadsman. U bent de sterke God en de vredevorst. U bent de leeuw van Juda, Vader. U bent Emmanuel, God met ons. Vader, u bent de ware wijnstok. U bent het brood des levens. Vader, u bent het woord. U bent het brood des levens, het water des levens, Vader. Dat wij kunnen drinken en verzadigd worden, Vader Jezus. Vader, u bent de helper, groot van kracht en steeds bereid. Vader, u bent onze voorziener. Vader, we danken u. Vader, dat u ons drijft met uw heilige geest, Vader. Dank u, Vader, voor de glorie van uw naam. Bidden wij Jeruzalem vrede toe. Vader, zegenen ieder die meeleest en die luistert. Allen die luisteren, Vader. Vader, want uw woord is de waarheid. En we danken u, Vader, in de wonderbare naam van onze Heer en Heiland, Jezus Christus, Vader. Dank u wel, Vader. Ja, luisteraars, we gaan lezen uit 1 Koningen, hoofdstuk 3. Salomo bede om wijsheid. En we gaan naar onze ochtendtekst. Maar luisteraars, ik lees wat voor uit het ochtendtekst. Ik lees u voor uit het ochtendtekst. De dagteksten zijn bedoeld om toegang te geven tot Gods woord, dat ons elke dag opnieuw wil verrassen. In zijn volle rijkdom spreekt het ons aan als het woord dat leven brengt, ons bemoedigt en vreugde schenkt. Het wil ons de goede weg wijzen en steeds weer oprichten. Het troost ons en steunt ons tot dankbaarheid. De leven brengende woord blijkt telkens weer nieuw en actueel. Door de presentatie in de vorm van dagteksten is het bondig en gemakkelijk te onthouden. Zo begeleidt Gods woord ons door de dag. En het dagtekstenboek komt momenteel uit in meer dan 50 talen in Europa, Afrika, Amerika en Azië. De gebruikers van het boekje weten zich op deze manier verbonden met christenen uit de hele wereld. We danken degene die de dagteksten van het evangelische broedergemeente of welke dan ook leest. Die zal een zegen van de Heere krijgen, want die is door en door bezig met het woord van de Heer, zoals de Bijbel. Dank u wel, lieve lezers van de dagtekstenboek. En ik lees uit de dagtekst. Help ons Heere, onze God, want in u hebben wij ons vertrouwen gesteld. 2 Kronieken 14, vers 10. Ieder die vraagt ontvangt en wie zoekt vindt. En voor wie klopt zal worden opengedaan. Matthäus 7 vers 8. Woord waarop wij bouwen, waar wij op vertrouwen. Evangeliewoord. Bergen mogen wijken. Gij zult nimmer wijken. Want gij zijt Gods woord. Dat ons Heer de troost die leer geen twijfeling ontroeven. Sterf ons in het geloven. Dank u wel, Vader. Glorie en aanbidding voor uw machtige Jezusnaam en voor uw woord in het dagtekstenboek. En dan gaan wij naar onze Bijbelleesplan. En onze Bijbelleesplan, lieve luisteraars, komt nogmaals uit 1 Koningen, hoofdstuk 3. Salomo's bede om wijsheid. En Salomo verzwakerde zich met Farao, de koning van Egypte. Hij nam namelijk Farao's dochter en bracht haar in de stad Davids, totdat hij de bouw van zijn huis en van het huis des Heren en van de muur rondom Jeruzalem voltooid zou hebben. Alleen was het volle gewoon op de hoogten te offeren, omdat tot op die dagen nog geen huis voor de naam des Heren gebouwd was. En Salomo betoonde zijn liefde tot de Heer door te wandelen in de inzettingen van zijn vader David. Alleen was hij gewoon op de hoogten offers te slachten en in rook te doen opgaan. Zo ging de koning naar Gibeon om daar te offeren, omdat dit de voornaamste hoogte was. 1000 brandoffers bracht Salomo op dat altaar. De Gibeon verscheen de Heer aan Salomo des nachts in een droom. En God zeide: vraag wat zal ik u geven? Toen zeide Salomo: gij hebt uw knecht mijn vader David grote goedertierenheid bewezen, evenals hij voor u aangezicht in trouw en rechtvaardigheid en oprechtheid van hart jegens u gewandeld heeft. En gij hebt aan hem deze grote goedertierenheid bevestigd door hem een zoon te geven, die op zijn troon zit als heden het geval is. En nu, Heere, mijn God, gij zelf hebt uw knecht in de plaats van mijn vader David koning gemaakt. hoewel ik een jonge man ben. Ik weet niet uit te gaan of in te gaan. Zo staat u net te midden van uw volk dat gij uitverkorenen hebt. Een groot volk dat niet te tellen of te schatten is vanwege de menigte. Geef dan uw knecht een opmerkzaam hart, opdat hij uw volk richtte, door te onderscheiden tussen goed en kwaad. Want wie zou in staat zijn dit uw talrijk volk te richten? En het was goed in de ogen des Heren dat Salomo dit gevraagd had. En God zeide tot hem, omdat gij dit gevraagd hebt en voor u geen lang leven hebt gevraagd en geen rijkdom en ook niet gevraagd hebt het leven uw vijanden, maar voor u inzicht hebt gevraagd om een rechtszaak te kunnen horen. Zie, ik doe naar uw woord. Zie, ik geef u een wijs en verstandig hart, zodat u uw gelijke voor u niet geweest is. Nog na u zal opstaan en ook wat gij niet gevraagd hebt, geef ik u, zowel rijkdom als eer, zodat onder de koningen uw gelijke niet zal zijn geweest al uw dagen. En indien gij in mijn wegen wandelt en mijn inzettingen en geboden bewaart, zoals uw vader David gewandeld heeft, dan zal ik uw leven verlengen. Daarop ontwaakte daar Salomo en zie, het was een droom. En toen hij te Jeruzalem gekomen was, stelde hij zich voor de ark van het verbond des Heren en offerde brandoffers en bereidde vredesoffers. En hij richtte een feestmaal aan voor al zijn dienaren. En ik ga naar vers 16. Salomo's wijze rechtspraak. Toen ter tijd kwamen twee vrouwen, hoeren, tot de koning en stelden zich voor hem. En de ene vrouw zeide, met uw verlof, mijn heer, ik en deze vrouw wonen in één huis. En ik heb bij haar in huis gebaard. Op de derde dag, nadat ik gebaard had, heeft ook deze vrouw gebaard. En wij waren tezamen. Er was geen vreemde bij ons in huis. Alleen wij tweeën waren in huis. Toen is de zoon van deze vrouw des nachts gestorven, doordat zij op hem gelegen had. En zij is te middernacht opgestaan en heeft mijn zoon naast mij weggenomen terwijl uw dienstmaagd sliep en heeft hem in haar schoot gelegd. En haar dode zoon heeft zij in mijn schoot gelegd. Toen ik des morgens opstond om mijn zoon te voeden, zie, hij was dood. Maar ik gaf in de morgen acht op hem. En zie, het was niet de zoon die ik gebaard had. Doch de andere vrouw zeide, Doch de ene vrouw zei, die ik gebaard had, dood. De andere vrouw zeide, toen ik des morgens opstond om mijn zoon te voeden, zie, hij was dood. Maar ik gaf in de morgen acht op hem. En zie, het was niet de zoon die ik gebaard had. Doch de andere vrouw zeide, niet waar. De levende is mijn zoon en de dode is uw zoon. En deze zeide weer, niet waar. De dode is uw zoon en de levende is mijn zoon. Zo krakeelden zij in tegenwoordigheid van de koning. Toen zeide de koning, de ene zegt deze, de levende is mijn zoon. En de dode is uw zoon. En de andere zegt, niet waar. De dode is uw zoon en de levende is mijn zoon. Daarop zeide de koning, haal mij een zwaard. En zij brachten een zwaard bij de koning. En de koning zeide, snijd het levende kind in tweeën en geef de helft aan de ene en de helft aan de andere. Toen sprak de vrouw van wie het levende kind was tot de koning. Omdat haar moederlijk gevoel voor haar zoon was opgewekt. Zij zeide dan, met uw verlof, mijn heer, geef haar het levende kind, maar dood het in geen geval. Doch de andere zeide, het zal nog van mij, nog van u zijn, snijd door. Toen antwoordde de koning en zeide, geef haar het levende kind en dood het in geen geval. Zij is de moeder. Toen geheel Israël het oordeel vernam dat de koning had uitgesproken, werden zij met ontzag voor de koning vervuld, want zij merkten dat de wijsheid Gods in hem was om recht te doen. Ja, luisteraars, tot zover. Luisteraars, het is heel goed als wij de Heere om wijsheid vragen. Het is heel goed als wij de Heere gehoorzamen en om de Heere altijd te raadplegen in alles wat wij doen. Daarom is het ook in onze woord, Bijbelwoord, alles wat gij doet, en doet het in de naam van Jezus. Luisteraars, alles wat wij doen, waar wij gaan of staan, waar wij zitten of liggen, wij zullen zitten in de naam van Jezus. Wij zullen liggen in de naam van Jezus. Wij zullen eten en drinken in de naam van Jezus, want Hij zorgt voor ons. En daarom, lieve luisteraars, danken wij dat de wijsheid Gods niks komt boven de wijsheid van God en de wijsheid van de mensen. De wijsheid van God, alles van God is boven alles. En Hij leert ons zo, want wij zijn zijn kinderen. Hij heeft ons gered van de eeuwige dood. Hij heeft ons geholpen om van het wonder alles wat Hij gedaan heeft in onze leven. Want dag aan dag, uur en uur doet Hij wonderen en tekenen in onze leven, maar wij merkten het niet. Wij danken de Heere voor zijn goedheid en voor zijn genade dat Hij met ons is. Daarom zeggen wij, lieve luisteraars, als Jezus met ons wandelt, dan is ieder voetstap licht als wij op Hem vertrouwen. Luisteraars, ik dank u dat u hebt meegelezen of geluisterd. En ik zou zeggen, de Heer zegene u allen rijkelijk in zijn wonderbare naam. In Jezus' naam, zo met broeder Cor en zuster Marlene. Halleluja, amen.
Amen, zuster. En we dank u wel dat u wederom vannacht klaar stond om met ons te lezen uit het woord van God. De Heer zegent u rijkelijk. Fijne avond of nacht en een goede nacht is toegewenst. En zo deur het leidt tot morgen.
Dank u wel, broeder Cor, ook de krukjes aan u en zuster Marlene. En God zegen u allen met de luisteraars zo te samen.
Dank u wel.
En een goede nacht rust, zou ik zeggen.
Dank u wel.
Dank broeder Cor.
Dank
zuster Marlene.
Groetjes van Marlene. En dit was het openingsgebed in het Bijbelleesplan, gepresenteerd door zuster Emma.
En nu, beste
Samuel Lee,
was in accordance to
met
my
het
ministry.
Gesproken woord in het Engels.
This morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, when I wake up to pray, and then this music came to my mind. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. And I even wanted to share this message today, that God will make a way when there is no way. And you know the reason behind this song. Many of you don't know the reason behind this song. This song was written by Don Moen. How many of you know Don Moen? He is the famous guy who wrote this song. And you know the reason why he wrote this song. He wrote this song because his little nephew that he had got cancer. Small child. And that was so hopeless for this child. Because, you know, that child got terrible cancer. And at that time, Don Moen was so sad and so down in his spirit. He doesn't know what to do. And when he prayed to God, God gave this music for him to write it for his nephew. And that is why this song became so famous in the world. Because it's written from a broken heart. And that God will make a way where there seems to be no way. That when every door seems to be closed, when every possibility seems to be closed, God himself will make a way for us. And that is why this song is so important. And this song came this morning to my heart. And I was saying, God, I wish that our music team are going to sing this song. Because it's really in my heart. And you guys, amazingly, you guys sing this song. And it's so important for me today. Praise God. And then the next thing, you know, Elder Stanley was announcing that our office will be closed from this week until, I don't know, 4 of August. And then I myself, honestly, I will not go to vacation. Only today, after my preaching, only for 3 or 4 days, I'm traveling with my wife somewhere. Okay? That's why after the service, I will travel. But only 4 days, huh? But some of you mothers, you want to kill me. You know why? I'm joking. They tell me, Papa, are you traveling? I say, yeah, I'm traveling. How many days are you traveling? I make a joke with them. I said, 5 weeks. They collapse. Hey, Papa, 5 weeks. I said, my sisters, those sisters, where are you? You are somewhere. My sisters, you yourselves, you travel 5 weeks, Nigeria, Ghana, Philippines. But when Papa want to travel 4 days, you want to kill me. Huh? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. No, we are office is closed, but Papa is traveling today. After preaching, I'm praying for you. I have to go. So only for a few days, not weeks, huh? So mothers, don't collapse. I'm here. Don't worry. Sunday, you see me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes life is so funny, isn't it? We can laugh about so many things. And also, last thing, I know it's politics, but somehow I need to release it today. You know, congratulate me because my country win the negotiations. I know that some people, you are too much pro-Israel, but I'm sorry, your pastor is Iranian. Yeah, so I love also Israel, but your pastor is Iranian. Thank you. And after 30 years sanctioned, Iran was 30 years sanctioned. 30 good years we have been sanctioned. We couldn't buy goods, we couldn't sell goods. But you know, Iran, in these 30 years, we don't have debt to any country. Rather, many countries have debt to us. Because of sanctions, the money were outside. Now they have to come to my country. 30 years, we have been sanctioned, but we built a modern country. But look at Greece. It's in EU, and they are collapsing. You understand? So when we win the negotiations of 6+1, one country against 6 superpower, is not easy. So since your pastor is Iranian, give the Lord a clap offering. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I was very happy, you know, because it means a lot to me. Yeah. And also it means a lot to many Christians. It's very, very important. Praise God. I want you to open with me the Gospel of Mark. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 5. the Gospel of Mark, the book of Mark, chapter 5, from verse 21. And don't close it, just keep it onward. The book of Mark, chapter 5, from verse 21. How many of you in life have been so desperate? Many people have been desperate in life. Sometimes we go through things that we cannot understand. Sometimes we are so desperate. We go through situations that are very difficult. Sometimes we think that these situations, there is no solution for this situation. We go through suffering, we go through sorrow. And today the title of my message is Hearing Brings Healing. Hearing brings healing. Amen. Hearing, somebody say, hearing brings healing. Healing to your sickness, healing to your family, healing to your circumstances of life. Hearing brings healing. Now, let's go. Mark chapter 5 from verse 21. When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around Jesus while he was by the sea. Then one of the synagogue rulers, who is a synagogue ruler? A priest, a pastor. One of the priests named Jairus came to Jesus. Seeing Jesus, listen now, seeing Jesus, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him. He pleaded earnestly with him. My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live. Please stop here now. Stop here. Don't change the text. Stop there. He says, Jesus was passing by, and then there is this synagogue ruler. Synagogue ruler means priest. This priest came. His name is Jairus. He fell on his knees, and the Bible say he plead eagerly. What does it mean? He soaked in cry. He begged Jesus, please come to my house. My daughter is dying. Now, I want to tell you something. Who is this man? This man is a priest. This man is a representative of God. And yet, in his house, his child was sick. Hello. It doesn't matter you are a religious person or you are not. It doesn't matter you believe in God or you are not. People get sick. Are we listening? People can get sick. Sickness is human. You understand that? And this man who is a pastor, who is a priest, with all his knowledge about Bible, with all his knowledge about God, his daughter got sick. And he came to a point that he went to Jesus, the one who preached about, okay, Jesus or Jehovah, he himself go before Jesus and bowed before Jesus, and he said, please help me heal my son, heal my daughter. I want to tell you, my friend, religion cannot heal you. Religiosity cannot heal you. Even religious priests can get sick and, you know, touched by all kinds of sicknesses. But there is only one solution in this life. And that is that when we come desperately to God, Jesus, because the answer for our sickness, the answer for our disease, the answer for our problems in life is not with religion, it's with Jesus. Jesus is our healer. Hallelujah. Every, even religious person, someone who is religious, someone who is faithful, can get sick. And this man, he is so desperate. Somebody say desperate. You know, sometimes when you are so desperate in life, you are able to do anything. Hello? This man, a priest, a representative of religion, organization, a pastor, a priest, a holy man, comes and cries to God, I tried to pray to my God. I tried to do all my things. I did my ceremonies. I did my all these things. I tried, he said to Jesus, but no, my answer is with you. I go on my knees and I say, Jesus, heal me. Heal my son. Heal my daughter. Hallelujah. Listen now. This is very nice. Look what happens. I read from verse 22 again. Then one of the synagogue rulers named Jairus came there. Seeing Jesus, he fell at his feet. He fell at his feet. Not everyone fell at his feet. Only he fell at his feet. You know why he fell at his feet? Because he was desperate. When you are desperate in life, that you have to fight for something, you fall on your knees and you cry to God. And he pleaded earnestly, my little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and so that she will live. So Jesus went with him. That's very wonderful. Jesus went with him. Jesus goes with every person who suffers. Jesus goes with every person who goes through pain and sorrow. Jesus is always there. You may not see him, you may not feel him, he will always be there. We go further. Look what happened. A large crowd followed and pressed around him. So you imagine, thousands of people are all following Jesus. Half of them, they want to see a show. You understand? Just like our Pentecostal conferences. They want to see a show. They want to see things. Maybe half of them, they are curious theologically. Only small group of them are sick and they want to really be touched by God and changed and be healed. Look what happens. I love this passage. This morning, God gave me this message. A large crowd followed and pressed around him. A woman, somebody say woman. A woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. This woman, now we are talking about the priest. Now there is another woman. From priest we go to a woman. A woman. A woman who is bleeding. For 12 years, the blood is not stopping. Can you imagine that? In Israel, in those days, a woman who is bleeding was considered unholy. And she was not allowed to touch any other man or any other woman or any other object. Anything that she touches, according to the Old Testament, is unholy. Not now. Old Testament. You understand? So this woman was, the Bible says, this woman was suffering for how many years? 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors. In other words, she visited in those days to many, many doctors and spent a lot of money. She didn't have insurance in those days. She used all her money, her husband's money, her children's money, everything. She used all her money. Yet, instead of getting better, she became worse. So what happened? This woman, 12 years is bleeding. She used all his money to the doctors. She paid everything. And still, in place of becoming better, she became what? Worse. Look. Look what happens. Verse 27. When she heard about Jesus. That's my message. That is my message today. When she heard about. Come on now, preach to me. When she heard about Jesus. When she heard about Jesus, that Jesus is the healer, Jesus is the redeemer, Jesus can set her free because she tried everything. Look, we are talking about two things here. We are talking about religion and science. Religion is represented by that priest called Jairus. And science is represented by this woman because she tried every possible thing. Use science, use doctor, use money. The priest did everything he could do, all kind of prayer, rosary, everything he tried. Two things, religion and science. They both tried, but it didn't work until the woman, come on, preach to me. The woman heard about Jesus. Wow. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd. Oh, come on, come on, come on. You imagine, there are thousands of people, like millions, thousands. And she is not even allowed to go there because she is bleeding. And everybody knows she is bleeding because she's known in the community. She goes because she heard. What does the Bible say? Faith comes by hearing. What do you hear today? Now you are hearing the word of God. But maybe when you go home, you don't hear the word of God. You hear negativity. You hear negative things. You hear negative news, negative friends. Let me tell you something. Stop with people who are negative. They make you sick. If you cannot make them positive, you be careful because they will make you sick. When the woman heard about Jesus, from whom did she hear? From people who are positive around her. That there is a man, his name is Jesus. He is the healer. Your science is good, your religion is good, but add Jesus to it. She heard it. What do you hear today? You want to start a project, all people negative. You become sick. Sometimes when you are sick, don't tell to everybody. Because some people, they will talk to you so negative, you even think that I have to arrange my funeral. Let me tell you something, my friend. Jesus is life. He is not death. Jesus is yes and amen. Jesus is not no. Jesus is yes. Yes, you will be healed. Yes, you will have a blessed family. Yes, your business will flourish. Yes, you will have a great future. Jesus is not no. Jesus is a yes and amen. Hallelujah. Hey, look what happened. This is wonderful. Are you sleeping today? Or are you listening? You see, she suffered a lot and then she heard about Jesus. She came behind Jesus in the crowd and she said, you know what? I am not able even to talk to Jesus. Jesus is too big for me. Jesus is too much for me. You know what I'm going to do? I am just going to touch his shirt. His shirt. When I touch his shirt, I know he will heal me. Only his shirt will heal me. Listen, what happened? She said, she went behind him, and touched his cloak. Because she thought, if I just touch his cloth, if I just touch Jesus, I will be healed. Jesus even don't need to pray for me. I just touch him. I will be healed. And immediately, the Bible says, immediately, her blood stopped. And she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. Immediately. Look what happened. At once, Jesus realized Jesus realized a power left him. A power left him. He turned around and he said, "Who touched my cloth? Who touched my cloth?" This is funny, huh? Look what the disciples said. 31. You see, that's how they talk. You see, Jesus, you see the people crowding against you, his disciples said. And yet you are asking who touched me. There are hundreds of people touching you. And you are saying, who touched me? But Jesus kept looking. Another Bible translation says, Jesus said, yes, but someone touched me with faith. Listen to me. I want to be very open heart with you today. You are the crowd. Imagine you are the crowd. Some of you are desperate. Some of you are not desperate. Some of you are fighting for life. Some of you are relaxed. You understand? Do you know why Jesus was touched by this woman? You know why? Because that woman was desperate. If you are desperate today in life, my message will touch your heart. But if you are not desperate, everything is okay, everything is good, you may think in your heart, when is this guy finishing his message so that I can go home? But if you are desperate, if you have something broken inside of you, if your family is shaking, if your body is suffering, if there is no hope for you, the only thing that remaineth is the name above every name, the name of Jesus. When you touch him, he will touch you. When you are desperate, your touch is a different touch. I never forget the story. I said it maybe many times, but some newcomers you may not know. The Dutchman, a musician, his name is even Anton, a very famous musician. He had 3 cancer in his body. 3! Brain tumor, skin cancer, lung cancer. Young man. Not even 40. And his wife is pregnant. Beautiful Korean wife. They called me. I went there to his house. This big man weeping, crying. Pastor, I don't want to die. They give me 3 months. 3 months. I can only live. But I want to see my child be born. I want to see him raised. I don't want to die. And I don't want my child in my wife's womb become an orphan. He said, yes, I've been praying to Maria. I've been doing rosary. I have been doing all these Catholic things. I said, listen, you stop those things right now. And I want you to do something. Go upstairs to your house. Close the room. Every morning, every midday, every evening, for 40 days. For 1 hour, call the name of Jesus. Say, Jesus, here I am. I am dying from this cancer. There is cancer in my brain. There is cancer in my lungs. There is cancer in my skin. I'm going to die for 3 days, for 3 months. Jesus, I am calling you. Holy Spirit, I am calling you. There is no hope for me because the doctors in Holland, they told me, go and arrange your funeral. We give up on you. We cannot treat you anymore. I said to him, 40 days. Go in your upstairs. Who knew me that? Kelder or Zolder? Zolder. Go there and pray. Call Jesus silently. Invite the Holy Spirit to come in your heart for 1 hour every day, morning, midday, evening. 40 weeks was passed. I'm not joking. 40 days was passed. His wife called me from Belgium. You know why from Belgium? Because Holland don't want to treat him. Holland said, you go die because we cannot waste our money on you anymore. They went to Belgium to check the body. And the wife was so happy, crying in the phone, Pastor, the thing in the brain has disappeared. The wife was crying, weeping. He said that thing was as big as a, maybe she exaggerated, as ping pong ball, but now he's not there. And even the doctor said it's a miracle. But he still had cancer in the skin and lung. I said, continue. Continue. He continued. 3 months later, his wife called me, Pastor, we went to the hospital and the Belgian hospital declared my husband cancer free. The man saw his child being born. The man has a high-class musical job in New York now with his wife. Sometimes they send me messages. And the man even came to our church, a Dutch man, and testified here. God can heal. But what you need to do is do not hear negative things, but hear good things, because hearing is healing. When you hear negative, I'm telling you, things will kaput. Hear my voice today. I am not shouting, I am crying. God can heal you. Not only your body, your family, your life, your head, your heart. Anything you go through, religion, science can help you. But the answer is Jesus. Who touched me? Who touched me? Someone who is desperate. You know, when you are not desperate, please don't get mad at me, huh? Sometimes if you are not, except you are working maybe, oh, but if you are not desperate, you don't come to pray. Life is easy. Life is happy. But when things get tough, your heart cries to God. And you know, I got good news for you. God is always on the side of those who cry. God is always on the side of sick. If people get sick, you religious people are always behind the devil and hidden sins. You know, you have problem in your brain. If you accuse people because they are sinners, because they have hidden sin, that's why you are sick in your head. God is love. God is not accusations. Praise the Lord. Feel like preaching today. Hallelujah. Jesus said, who touched me? Who touched me? So many people are here. Many people are right now here, but somebody may be touched today. Ooh, who touched me? A desperate woman. And then the woman is afraid. She is trembling. Oh, maybe if they find out that I am bleeding and I'm here, they will stone me to death. Because that is how religion is. It's stoned to death. Religion likes to stone people. Religion likes to judge people. Religion always likes to say people are wrong, 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 wrong. That's religion. But Jesus is not religion. Whoa! The woman is afraid, trembling. Can you imagine trembling like this? Fearing. I have seen when people are trembling, you know, because in some Islamic countries, they do those things, stoning, huh? They fear. When someone being executed, They fear. They even pee in their trousers. She fear. And Jesus said, daughter. Jesus didn't say, you sinner, you unclean, unholy. No, he said, daughter. He called her daughter. Your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be free from thy suffering. Oh, Shiko Rabasande. Shiko Robosikana. Go, daughter. He didn't say, yeah, you know, no. Go, daughter. He didn't even pray for her. He said, go, daughter. Your faith, my goodness, has healed you. Listen now, listen now. While Jesus was still speaking, can you read it? Can you see it? While Jesus was still speaking, some men came from the house of the pastor, the priest. Look what said. Your daughter is dead. Look at the news they give her. Hearing can either kill you or hearing can heal you. Look at the news they start giving. Hey, Jairus, priest, your daughter is dead. They said, why do you bother the teacher to come? He's already dead. Look at this, is that your hearing can bring healing. But what did the priest hear? Hey, your daughter is dead. Leave it. Ignoring. Look, look, look. These are the secrets, huh? Ignoring. Did he say? Ignoring. Ignoring what they said. You have to ignore some things in life. You have to ignore those friends who talk negative to you, who talk bad to you. You have to ignore those people who always put fear in your heart. Ignore them. Ignore, ignore, ignore. Ignore them. Ignoring what they said, Jesus told the synagogue ruler. He said, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, just believe. Look at your neighbor. Look at your neighbor. I'm serious. Huh? Say, don't be afraid, just believe. Say it. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Just believe. It doesn't matter what you go through. Don't be afraid. Amen. Come on, you preach to me. It doesn't matter what you go through. Don't be afraid. Just
believe.
Ignore and believe. Amen. Hey! Ignore what they said. He said, don't be afraid. Just believe. He did not let anyone follow him. You know why he did not let anyone follow him? Because all of them are negative. He said, don't come anymore. Let me go alone. You people, you are all talking negative. You are already killing that child, already having funeral service with him. Leave. Don't come with me. I'm going alone. Look, he did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, because they believed. The brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue ruler, Jesus saw a commotion. Somebody say commotion. Commotion with people crying and wailing loud. You know, commotion. Hey, you know, they're crying. And then look what Jesus said. Why all this commotion? Why all this emotionalism? Why all this commotion and crying? The child is not dead. He's only sleeping. Look at your neighbor, say, why all this commotion? Ignore the commotions. Ignore the negative things. Some of you, even you get flu, you catch cold, flu. You tell to somebody, they turn the flu into Ebola. You understand? You only need to hachu. Oh, you just come from Africa, Ebola. You are already afraid. Even if you don't have Ebola, you think you have already Ebola. And you are arranging your funeral. Hey, hey, why this commotion? Stop listening to these commotions. As long as you are breathing, as long as you are alive, your body is moving and shaking, as long as you believe in Christ, there is always hope. Hallelujah, hey! Why all this commotion and crying? The child is not dead, but he's sleeping. But they laughed at him. Look at, they laugh at Jesus. Some of you may laugh at me today. Why this pastor is shouting so hard? You know why I'm shouting? Because I am boiling inside my heart. People are laughing at Jesus. Ah, this man is a joker. He's laughing. He's a, look at him. What is he talking about? They ridicule him. Jesus ignored them. After he put them all out, he said, get out, please. Because you people are mockers. Get out. I want to be alone. When they get out, after he put them out, in other words, put out those people who are. Thank you. He took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, Talitha kum. Which means, little girl, I say to you, get up. Little woman, little child, are you sick? I say to you, get up and be healed. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Let him touch you. Let him heal you. Rise and be healed. Rise and be healed. In the name of Jesus. Let him touch you. Let him heal you. Let him set you free. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Let him heal you. Let him touch you. Let him set you free. Talitha kum. Talitha kum. Talitha kum. Little girl, I say to you, get up. Immediately, the girl stood up and walked around. She was 12 years old. At this day, they were complete.